The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back in the studio behind the glass. And today we are live at Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's, which, by the way, starts its Christmas season here. We're all decorated out. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to say this. This is on a personal note. Whoever put candy corn and trail mix needs to be flogged.
Why?
I saw that the other day, man. That's just
it's a sweet, you know, like, and salty, like, listen, combination.
Nobody likes candy corn, and now you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with all this candy corn. So, oh yeah, by the way, let's put it in the trail mix.
It's not as egregious as you're making it out to be.
It's bad. That's a bad combo.
I admit, you know what's a bad combo? Joel Embiid and a microphone lately, and the play on the court. We'll get to that. The Sixers welcome back Joel. As the NBA Cup began, how excited everyone is. Joel, after the game, more than his on-court performance, caught our attention. We'll get to Joel Embiid later in the show. Seth Joyner will join us. We'll have Elliot Shore Parks. We got ourselves an honest-to-goodness Phillies rumor. What a player I would love to have here in Philadelphia. So we'll get to all that today. But, Hugh, you know, as we get ready for a huge game tomorrow night, and we get ready for the Eagles and the Commanders Thursday night football, I was thinking about something. Yesterday I was driving home, and I was listening to the afternoon show, right? And they're talking about Jalen Hurts. And I want to make sure I present the way they frame the discussion. But I think
I think I heard the same discussions that you heard.
They were having a discussion on Jalen, and it was kind of the backdrop was, what's more likely? Is he to be the reason they win the Super Bowl?
Or the reason he loses?
And it was a really good discussion. But I just, as I was listening to the discussion yesterday, and listen to the callers, listen to Spike and Ike and Jack react here to everything when it comes to Jalen Hurts. What caught my attention was this reality, and I really believe this now.
Hugh, what is that?
We've actually underrated the season that Jalen Hurts has had so far. And I don't think we've been fair in the way we've talked about his season.
Oh, so now you're about to apologize.
No, there's no apologies. I'm just trying to present the reality of Jalen Hurts' season. Here's the reality. And whether or not you want to admit it or you want to say, yeah, but. There's a lot of yeah, buts around Jalen Hurts this season. A lot of yeah, buts. And we've all done it, right? We all watched the way he got here. It was kind of a choppy first month, but then he got really hot. But even as he's gotten hot, there's been yeah, buts. Well, they run the ball more. Here's the reality. Right now, Jalen Hurts, and this is an objective thing. It's not like my opinion. He has the fourth shortest odds to win the NFL MVP.
Quietly.
It's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
It's Josh Allen. It's Patrick Mahomes. And then the next guy on the list over at FanDuel is Jalen Hurts. And Hugh, I'm just going
to
throw
– not a bad spot to be.
It's not. Let me just throw quickly, and I want your take on this. So where he ranks numbers-wise, okay? Because the numbers are the numbers, right? He's fourth in completion percentage in the whole NFL. He is fourth in yards per attempt, fourth in yards per completion, fifth in passer rating, total touchdowns. He's fourth. Like, when you slice it any way you want, he's got good numbers. Mm-hmm. He's leading a 7-2 team. He has gotten better since the bye. And I think now we look back, the first month, it was a new offense. Jalen always seems to struggle in a new offense the first month. Then he gets going. Hugh, I think we have underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having. You look at his completion percentage, you look at his passer rating, it's better than it was 2 years ago when he finished second in the NFL MVP voting, and I think he would have won it if not for his shoulder injury and Mahomes got it. Hugh, what do you think of this? Have we underrated this, or have we been fair to Jalen and the way we've talked about his season?
I think we've been fair, and I tell you what, the sentiment that you have, Joe, I would say is more of a national sentiment than a boots-on-the-ground sentiment. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to, you know, say that there's anything wrong with the take that you have. But here's the reality for us as Eagle fans that see Jalen on a day-to-day basis and listen to this show on a day-to-day basis. Jalen had a rough ending to his season last year.
Yep, totally.
Jalen was not playing well last year. Jalen started off this season turning the ball over. Jalen has benefited tremendously from Saquon Barkley being here in this backfield. I'm not trying to take anything away from Jalen Hurts, but when you say that we've been harsh on him or in things like that, I don't think that's the case, because as a fan of this team and as a guy that looks at this team every day, I think all of the criticisms that was levied on Jalen Hurts during the course of this year, at the beginning of the year, they were fair, because he was turning the ball over a lot. He wasn't playing well. And after that Saints game, I give him the New Orleans Saints game, is when he started to turn the corner and play better. But with all of that being said, there was a lot of other stuff that was going on. So, you know, even though the focus wasn't directly on him, it was on parts of this, aspects of this football team that weren't looking great.
Well, that's fair. And 215-592-9494, have we underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having? I mean, you wake up halfway through this thing, actually more than halfway now. We're entering the biggest game of the season, and I don't think we've really reflected the season Hurts is having. Like, he's fourth in MVP odds over at FanDuel. I mean, I don't believe he's going to win the MVP. I think, you know, barring an injury, it's going to be probably Lamar or Mahomes, because if Mahomes has an undefeated season, he'll just win it. And Lamar is obviously statistically the best quarterback this year. But, Hugh, you said something, and I think you're right. You're right that we see all the little things, right? And
it's the little nuances.
The nuances. But you know what we don't do? And this is it's just reality. We're focused on the Eagles. So we're not reacting to the interception CJ Stroud threw on Sunday. Or we're not reacting to the Josh Allen's tough games, right? We're
looking at it as our guy.
Yeah, right. We nitpick Jalen, and we kind of look at the big picture and everyone else. Here's the big picture. You mentioned turnovers. You're right. Jalen has had He had a stretch early in the season where it was a crazy amount of turnovers, right? And he could have had more. Remember, the Packers dropped a couple? So that's all true. But we are now, you know, 55% or whatever through the season.
Yeah.
20 quarterbacks have more interceptions than Jalen. 20. Like, I think if I said that to someone walking down the street in Philadelphia, they'd say, really? 20 quarterbacks. And I'm going to give you a couple that have Jordan Love, who I think is a good quarterback. Before the season, I listed Love above Hurts on my list. He has double the interceptions as Jalen Hurts. Mahomes has 9. Goff, who just had a 5-interception game, he had as many in one game. And I think Goff's really good. He had as many in one game as Hurts has the entire season. So you're right that we do this. We go, we focus on our guy because we see the flaws. Maybe national people don't. But we also don't see the flaws in the other quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Like, I think we're harsher on Jalen
because
he's our guy.
We care about him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's okay. I mean, it's just like you made me think of something. Like, I worry about parenting my child. I'm not worried about how you parent your kids.
Yeah, totally.
It's different, and our parenting styles are probably different. That's okay. Not saying that yours is better than mine or vice versa. That's just how it is. And I'm pretty sure if you go across any fan base, it's the same thing. It's just here. And I think when it comes to athletes that play here, they need to understand that. You know, it's always like that. Somebody's always on the outside looking in, and they're going to appreciate certain things that you do more so than others. But the standard here has been set, and I'm going to keep saying that until I turn blue in the face, which is probably never going to happen. The standard has been set. The standard is Super Bowl or bust with this team. And when you're not playing to the standard that you have set for yourself, then, yeah, there's going to be some criticism. You need to understand that. You know, when you come in here and you having all these cliches and you doing all these poignant speeches and having all these poignant sayings and stuff like that, people gravitate towards that, and they're expecting you to live up to the expectations that you've set for yourself.
And you're right about that, but I think we've almost missed it. He has. Like, maybe we've gotten here in a weird way, but if I had told everyone before the season started, 7-2 Eagles, Jalen fourth or fifth in almost every one of the big categories, what would you have said? You said, I'll take that. That's good.
But okay, let's be realistic. Are we there, though? Are we there at the standard that we've set for ourselves? Because the last time I checked, the Super Bowl is in Louisiana.
Right, but we can only be
we're on that trajectory.
We're on the trajectory.
Yeah, but the mission isn't over.
Right, but we're here today. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
No,
I don't know what's going to happen in the next six, seven weeks.
And tonight, tomorrow night.
That's a big one.
It's going to be a big test towards that.
It is. I also want to factor in Jalen Hurts is 7-2, and he missed A.J. Brown for what, three games? Missed Devontae Smith
for
a game?
No, he fought through it. No, he's playing well. No, I'm not taking anything away from him, but when you tell me, or when you say, hey, been a little too hard on you.
No, I think we've almost missed it. I think we've got so caught up in the little details. And like even when they've become more of a run-based team, you know, you go back 2 years ago, they ran the football a lot. I think we've almost somehow we've missed Jalen Hurts is having a good season. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Seth Jordan. He'll be with us in an hour for an interview. But Seth said something the other day about Jalen and about how we talk about him compared to other quarterbacks. And I love this. Here's Seth Joyner.
You know, I've had my points in time where I've been very critical of him. But I've also been one of his greatest supporters, too. And I think that there's a different line for Jalen than it is for a lot of other quarterbacks in the National Football League. A lot more latitude is given to guys like that than it is Jalen. And I don't think it's right. I really don't. Because, you know, he's playing better football. We want to talk about his ability to run with the football and minimize his ability to throw the football. But think about the balls that he's thrown.
He threw some nice balls yesterday.
Pretty.
The balls to Saquon yesterday, last week. The ball to Devontae last. The two balls to Devontae last week. The ball to A.J. Brown, the deep ball, was perfectly placed. You couldn't have asked for it. He couldn't walk down there and put the ball in there any better. The ball to Dallas Goedert, the scramble, and the accuracy of those two balls to Dallas Goedert and Johnny Wilson.
Seth's right. I mean, we do this thing where we give latitude to other quarterbacks. Jalen, we don't. He continued, and he used the phrase here, I think is really it when it comes to Jalen, how we discuss him. We kind of move those goalposts around. Here's Seth Joyner.
We move the goalposts when it comes to Jalen, you know, and then we give other quarterbacks such great credit. You know, you think about there's so many teams. San Francisco, Brock Purdy is a good quarterback, but Brock Purdy has everything that a quarterback could ever want and desire.
Well, he does. And I think when Jalen does well, you know what we get a lot of? We get a lot of, well, he's got A.J. Brown, he's got Devontae Smith, he's got Saquon Barkley. He does, but other quarterbacks have weapons too. A lot of good quarterbacks have weapons.
I've never subscribed to that. And I hear the criticisms, and I understand it. And that's just the road that you have to hoe in situations like that. It's never going to be a level playing field when it comes to that, because Jalen is considered, When you talk to people, he's not considered a pocket passer. And I think that when you move the goalpost for most quarterbacks, it's for those guys that are pocket passers, the guys that, you know, are known as that sit in the pocket and deliver the football. It's not for guys that have a lot of athleticism and have the ability to get out of certain plays or extend plays and things of that nature. That's why I think it's the goalpost is different for Jalen than it is for anybody else. That's the biggest reason that I think it is. And when you have that type of athletic ability, nobody's going to look at you the same way they look at a Brock Purdy, because there's still a bunch of people that's enamored by the fact that, you know, guy can pass from the pocket, guy that delivers football. Even when we talk about Jaden Daniels, one of the first things that comes to mind when you talk about him is the fact that, oh, wow, he delivers a great ball from the pocket because I think most football players know that at some point you're going to have to beat teams from the pocket. Jalen has done that. Jalen has thrown, like Seth said, Jalen has thrown some beautiful balls to receivers and got them open.
Deep shots down
the field. Deep shots, deep shots. And, you know, you talk about his arm strength and everything. It's just a different landscape, because I can almost guarantee, even though Lamar Jackson is considered the MVP, he's the front runner for the MVP, he is, that he's not looked at in the same light as a Jared Goff or Brock Purdy, for that matter, because of his athleticism. It's kind of always
different.
Like,
yeah,
a
different kind of quarterback. Yeah. It feels like with Jalen, when the criticism is there, we're too hard, and when the praise is there, it's almost like we missed this. His season has turned in a significant way, and I think we've underrated it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Have we underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having? And he's got a big one tomorrow night to add to it with the Commanders coming in. Kyle Quinn back in the studio as we are live at Klondike Cates in Newark, Delaware. Kyle, what are you thinking on Jalen? Have we underrated this thing, or has it been fair based on everything?
I
I think it's been fair. And I'm going to sound haterish when I say this, and I hate that I have to do this because now today with hater my Quinn. Argument, I'm going to sound like I'm a Jalen Hurts hater. I'm not. But let's be honest, guys. He's fourth in MVP odds because he's the quarterback of a team that's 7-2. That's just how the odds work and the voting works. Like, look no further than a guy who's above him, Patrick Mahomes, who's the quarterback of an 8-0 team. And he's had a bad year, Patrick Mahomes. He's not had a very good season. In fact, the guy who's not ahead of Jalen Hurts, who's had a better season than Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield. He's 24 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, a higher completion percentage, a higher passer rating, and he's not in the MVP odds. So MVP odds aren't necessarily indicative of just how good of a season a guy's having. And this isn't to say Jalen's had a bad year. I think he's had a fine year. But I think the praise is there when it's appropriate, and I think the criticism's been there when it's appropriate. Like, in the beginning of the year, he was turning the ball over too much. That was a fact. And nobody, none of us at least, said Jalen Hurts stinks. We said he has to clean up the turnovers. Yep. That was true.
And he did.
And he did, right. So I'm glad that he's cleaning up the turnovers, but we've been talking about how he's cleaned up the turnovers. We talked about how he went 4-5 straight games without turning the ball over, and we praised him for it. And now, agenda time, guys, because I'm looking at another guy on this team who gets all the crap when the team stinks or the team isn't playing well.
Here we go. Here's the agenda.
And gets none of the credit when they play well. Jalen does get credit when the team plays well, and he gets crap when the team doesn't. So I don't know. Like, I think maybe there are some, if you're in the camp that's like Jalen Hurts stinks and he's not a good quarterback, then yeah, you're wrong and you've been underrating his season. But at least for how we've talked about it, it's all been totally fair.
Some has. I do think we've underrated it. 215-592-9494. I'm also struck by how perception becomes reality and the first impression becomes everything. Think about how Jalen started his season 2 years ago, right? They won every game. He got to the top of the MVP odds pretty quick. They were rolling. This year was different. It was choppy. But the bottom line is the bottom line, 7-2. The bottom line is his numbers are better than they were 2 years ago in a lot of categories. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Have we underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having? It just kind of struck me this week looking at it, where he is, where he ranks, because I feel like when people talk about him, we haven't talked about him overall like a guy that's got top five numbers at the quarterback position.
Well, yeah, because there are some people out there, Joe, that no matter what he does, they're not going to see it for what it is because they're agenda-driven.
Well, and it's like people say he's a product of the team or they've taken the ball out of his hands and run more, which is somewhat
that,
true.
Yeah, and they were saying that you know, he's not able to do this or he's not able to do that or he's not going to win a game for you. He's won some games for you. And when you talk about some of those other quarterbacks that you would probably put in front of him, his resume looks very eerily similar to some of those guys. But like I said, there are some people that no matter what Jalen does, he's going to always be looked at in that prism. And there's going to always be that, well, he has this and he has that. Even though when I think about somebody that has the same things, Brock Purdy has benefited tremendously
from
having a loaded roster.
Sure, and a great coach, right? A play caller at the coach. But it just feels like a lot of yeah buts. I'll even go to Sunday and then write to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Sunday, I understand he had some turnovers in the first half, right? He threw a pick in the end zone he can't throw and he fumbled. I mean, he put them – those were not good plays. I think anyone would admit that. But, like, just take a step back for a second. Jalen Hurts accounted for 4 touchdowns on Sunday.
Yes,
accounted for
did.
4 touchdowns. And his 2 touchdown throws, he had to make plays on, right? The Johnny Wilson one, the Goddard one. Like, they weren't layups. Like, he had to move and make a play and make a throw. It counted for 4 touchdowns in Dallas on the road. I understand where the Cowboys are right now. And he averaged 10 yards per throw. And they won the game 34-6. And yet there's still a lot of yeah buts. Like, it just feels like we yeah but when he does well, and when he doesn't do well, we jump on it. 215-592-9494. I think we've underrated the season Jalen Hurts has had so far. Let's go to Big V, starting us off here on the Midday Show today. Big V, good morning.
Yo, Gilio, and you ain't being silly, yo, man. I'm loving you today, Joe.
Well, I'm just speaking facts here, Big V. That's all. What are you thinking?
Okay, here's the thing. Since Jalen immersed onto the field, he's been either villainized or hero worship. And those who have been villainizing him since, you know, the fumble in the Super Bowl have continued to do it. And they're hard on him. And I love Jalen. And when I hear it, yeah, it breaks my heart because it's like talking about my kid. But, you know, in one sense, yeah, as you said, yeah, he's our guy. And we're watching him closely. And some people can be a little harsh in their criticism, but some people, you know, have been giving him a lot of praise. And but, you know, here's the thing. He had some mistakes, okay? He had the Super Bowl, then the year where they imploded, and, you know, the beginning of the season wasn't looking good, but they got it together. They've been consistent in improving every aspect of the Eagles, including Jalen. I mean, he did a good stretch without an interception. But if you look at that interception, that was an extraordinary defensive play. I don't think they're not even five guys in the NFL that could have made that interception that happened to him.
It was a good play. You know, yeah, and Diggs is a good player. Yeah, I mean, look, Jalen can't throw picks in the end zone. We all know that. But, yeah, I agree. It was a good play.
Yes. So, I mean, like, but I also have to say this. Some of the criticism that has been going towards the Eagles, whether they're listening to it or not, has been, you know, to some people, it has been, you know, lighting a fire under them to get better. And to some people, it's like, you know, the Eagles are always going to be trash. Most of them are Dallas fans, but, you know, you see what happened to them Sunday. But, you know, I think that, you know, the praise should be as loud as the criticism. And we don't get that much from him.
Well, here's the thing, and Big V, we appreciate the call. When it comes to the quarterback position in Philadelphia, there's always the criticism is always going to be louder than the praise, right? Donovan went through this for a long time.
Y'all need to put that to bed. That's
that
never
phrase,
happen.
Not at that position.
I'm just saying, period. That's never going to happen. Like you're asking people to praise somebody as loud as a criticism. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm going to make a baseball comp here. It's almost like if a hitter hits 180 in April and then you wake up in July and they're hitting 300, you're like, well, yeah, 180 in April. The reality is they're hitting 300. It's July. Like,
yeah.
Jalen has rebounded from September, and he's having a good season.
And he's playing well at the time you want your quarterback to play well.
Yes.
And he's protecting the football. He's made a conscious effort, and I see it every week, to protect the football.
Sunday he's got to be – like the fumble Sunday
I'm
was not good.
I'm just saying, but you can see when he's running with the football.
Two hands
on the football, and it's almost like he goes into these steps. Okay, protect the football. Okay, I'm about to get hit. Make sure I protect the football.
Yep.
It's like he's consciously protecting the football. But like I said, man, nobody's going to see that because, like I said, you're still looking for or you're still waiting for the finished product. It's almost like I remember when I was younger, man, when I started playing football, my dad used to come to the games all the time, right? And he would stand on the fence. I could see it, and he would just stand there. And I would make a play, and I would, you know, playing flag football, and I'd pull the flag up, and he would just stand there, wouldn't say a word. And it was one of those things where I didn't know if he was happy or he was sad. But at the end of the game, he's like, hey, you did a good job. But that's just, you know, some pops, they yelling and screaming at every play. You can hear them, and sometimes it gets annoying. My pops was the type, he just stood back there, didn't move, didn't make a face, just kind of watched. And at the end of the game, then he would say something. So it's kind of like that. And that's how I kind of look at it, is that Jalen's playing well. But he's not going to get all the accolades right now because you're still waiting to see what happens at the end.
I get that. But sometime along the way, you got to have to like realize, like, hey, this thing has really moved in the right direction. 215-592.
Well, it definitely has.
It has. I mean, you look, it's just hard to make any sort of case that he's not playing like a top 10 quarterback right now. He is, and that's a huge thing for the Eagles. He was in September. He's rebounded. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts. Have we underrated a season? We'll get to the Embiid stuff as the show goes along. Just a joke last night, what he said after the game, what Shaq said about him coming up later on as well. We'll talk to Seth Joyner today. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks. We'll let you hear Nick Sirianni on with the morning show. On the other side, you'll hear from Nick Sirianni on Jalen Hurts. Combo-Con is back.
Combo-Con.
We'll tell you about today, what we're looking for, and, of course, the big prize we're giving away. And today, we are live at Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. It is Christmas-themed here. You know, they went all out for this.
No, listen,
this is
I
awesome.
Came in, and you know, normally early in the week, I was complaining about, you know, places not really letting Thanksgiving breathe.
No, this
I'm okay with this.
This is awesome.
Like, they got the presents set up downstairs.
The drink specials.
They got did you see that? It said a nut job is like $9. The naughty shots.
Yeah.
Should I have not said that on there?
Yeah. I just make sure you've.
No, I'm just saying it's $9.
Okay.
It's a shot. And they got the Christmas cookie. They got the Cindy Woo Hoo.
Yeah, from the Grinch.
Yeah, and the Grinch stuff.
The Grinch theme.
But I just had to start with that first.
I knew you were going to get the
juices flowing a little bit. Let it loosen up a little.
All right, coming out, Klondike Cates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Cates. 215-592-9494.
It's only $9 too.
It's a good deal. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you think Jalen played tonight?
Yeah, I thought he did a lot of good things. You know, obviously didn't start the way we wanted it to start. But there's something to be said for guys that can rebound and play a really good game after things don't go right early on. You know, we'll want some of those plays back. He'll want some of those plays back. But great great job handling adversity, putting his head down, continuing to work. You know, again, I say it to you guys all the time, he's a winner. He knows how to win. He knows, you know, every game's not going to be perfect. And I'm really proud of him and how he responded to a slow start. And help lead us to a victory.
A winner, says Nick Sirianni. Welcome
He's
back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley live today. Klondike Kate's. That's where we are. Today's show, of course, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Sleigh Bar. Come check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Hugh's been diving into that menu here, which has the Christmas-themed drinks and food.
Yeah, I'm looking at the crumpet cocktails. They have the salted caramel mudslide. That's steel blue vanilla vodka, PA Dutch salted caramel cream, Bailey's chocolate liqueur.
It all sounds great, actually.
Vanilla ice cream mix.
I'm into the idea of the early Christmas theme. Like, get it going. Get people. People love this stuff.
Yeah, they do, man. They have some nice little food items. They have the atomic Yule logs, the holiday egg rolls, and all kinds of nice stuff.
Oh, the atomic Yule logs mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella.
There you go.
Mozzarella
All right,
sticks.
Come on by, hang out with us. We're doing the show here 10 to 2. Seth will join us at 11. Elliot in the 12 o'clock hour. We will replay Nick Sirianni from the morning show today. And we'll get to the Joel Embiid stuff. He comes back last night, does not look good. I mean, did anyone expect any different against the Knicks? But after the game, the way he framed if he's going to play tonight, that drove a lot of us crazy. We'll get that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. And then we got to set you up for CombOcon, our big, huge grand prize giveaway coming up next week, and we'll get you in the qualifying prize for today. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
My favorite team, Dream Team. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will. What's up?
All right. You know, we keep saying all these different things about Jalen, right? But, I've been, you know, voting for him since he became a starting quarterback, right? The thing is, he accomplished a lot more than a lot of these players, other quarterbacks, other than Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's been in three championship games. Well, he's been in the playoffs since he became a starter. He went to the Super Bowl. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed him in the Super Bowl. You know, and my thing is, I don't think he get enough credit for all the, you know, the things that he had to overcome, the different offensive coordinators he had to deal with, learn their formations and, you know, and distribute the ball equally throughout the team. That's a lot that he got to go through. But each year, he seems to get better and better. Things that he needs to work on, he works on it. And, you know, he's trying to perfect his craft now. But this is the last thing I want to say, right? I really believe that we are contenders, man, not pretenders. You know what I'm saying? I believe we're gonna destroy Washington.
Oh, I like that. What do you think of that, Hugh? Destroy Washington.
All we got to do is keep him in the box. Keep Daniels in the box, man. Last thing I want to say, and this is it. We are the best team. And give me some music, baby, because we need this for tomorrow, baby. Let's go. Let's go. I can't get no music out.
He needs his music. There we go, Will.
Give me the music, man. Don't hesitate, sir.
You know what? Shut up.
There's no hesitation when Big Daddy breaking through that line and smashing the whole Washington commander, Commodore, tomorrow, baby. Willie's going to be late. Everybody's going to be late. Everybody's ready. But these men are going to squat. This is the quarterback. Guess what? We are the best. And guess what? We want to go. Spencer, George Hall. Baby, for all the young men again. And guess what? We are the beast of the East. And you know we are E-L-E-S, the one and only Eagles.
Now we're talking, Will. How about that? Will, we appreciate the phone call. How about that? I mean, he's calling for his music. Wasn't getting it.
It's got specific around these parts. This has got real specific.
I didn't expect Jalen Hurts having an underrated season thing to spark a hype speech, but, you know.
Well, I mean, the guy's passionate about it, right? I mean, I think he was more passionate about the Eagles than Jalen Hurts' underrated season, but the reality is he is passionate about it, and but his point was, too, he thinks we've been fair to Jalen Hurts, as do you. You think it's been more of a fair thing.
I think the criticism has been fair. Most of the criticism, I should say. He got off to a rocky start. You know, there was some issues with the turnovers. He corrected that.
Yep.
You know, unfortunately had one this weekend. But, no, he's been fine, man. I think that comes with the territory. Now, when I say the criticism of Jalen, I'm talking about the criticism that I've levied and the criticism that I've heard levied against him by other hosts in different day parts. So I don't think it's been that egregious. Like, there's been a few that when you listen to them, they sound a little, you know.
Over the top?
Yeah, a little bit. Not so much over the top, but just dug in. They're dug into their take, and that's fine. Because for a lot of people, when it comes to the quarterback position and what they've seen from him, they need to see a little bit more, and that's okay. Not poo-pooing anybody's take or jumping on anybody for the way that they feel. They just need a bigger sampling size.
We're nine games in. Like, how much more do you need before
Super Bowl?
No, but that's not. But you can't just put your head in the sand and say I'm not going to react to the guy's season until the Super Bowl.
Joe, most people don't do that, but I'll give you a perfect example. It's like this. It's this guy that I know that has this defense is a luxury, not a necessity. Take
that dope.
That idiot right there. Even though he sees the writing on the wall, the defense is playing better. He sees that,
and he sees how much of a necessity it is,
and seeing how well they're playing. Yeah. But he's so dug into his take that he's not going to go down without a fight, even though he sounds like an idiot for the most part. It's okay because the person I'm talking about, he does radio. So it's like, you know, he's along with a bunch of other idiots that do the same thing. But, it's kind of like that.
You would say, like most radio people, he's a dope.
He has an idiotic take.
Yeah, I guess that.
It's his, and it's something that he's cultivated over the years. See, this is the thing. When you have an idiotic take like that.
Yeah, I've had a lot over the years.
That you've cultivated
you
over the years.
You got to double down.
You have to double down, even if you sound a little idiotic.
Well, but Albert, we have to open up the idea. I think it was one of our core values recently, that if there's new information, new opinion, it's okay.
No, but it's
new
like,
info.
But it's like when you've dug into this, it's almost like a blanket, a warm, comfortable blanket. And when you've had this blanket for so long, it's kind of hard to move on.
Well, it's time to get a new blanket because Jalen Hurts is playing really well.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, some people aren't there yet.
Well, that's fine. You know, let's see where Bobby is, and then we got to set you up for ComboCon. Bobby is up WIP. Hey, Bobby.
What's going on, fella?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Let me run this by you real quick. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts. Now, though I don't think he's an MVP candidate by any means as of now, and he isn't. But check this out, y'all. Jalen Hurts. Fourth in the NFL in completion percent. Fourth in yards per pass, 8.4. Fifth in passer rate. Eighth in QBR.
Mm-hmm.
Tenth in TD passes. Those are all top 10 categories for quarterbacks. So how can we say this dude isn't doing his job and not doing it well? Now, hold up. Let me give you this. Compared to a lot of you guys who love Brock Purdy. Again, Jalen Hurts, fourth in percentage. Purdy, 21st. Jalen Hurts, fourth in yards per pass. Purdy is second, 8.8 to 8.4. Jalen Hurts, fifth in passer rating, like I said, Purdy, 13th. QBR, like I told you, Jalen Hurts is eighth, Purdy is seventh, very close. And TD passes, they both have the same top 10 as 12. Now, he holds on to the ball a little bit too long. We still all got to go ahead and pray and work on him when it comes to that. And then when you say something about his supporting cast, he missed Devontae for some games. He missed A.J. for some games. He missed Goddard for some games. His offensive line has been in and out. All I'm trying to say, well, y'all come with facts and everything and consider the whole overall picture. Come on now. Is that solid argument or what?
It's a good argument. And, Bobby, I think Purdy's a good quarterback. So I think it's a good point to bring up because – Jalen's right there with him or better than him in a lot of categories this year. But I just feel like September threw off the whole conversation about Jalen Hurts. People haven't woken up to the idea that he's having a good season, not just like a good couple weeks. It's in totality a good season.
And excuse me, man, can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay, then you compare the rushing yards and the rushing TDs. I mean, come on, man. And let me just say one thing, too, while Hugh is there. Hugh, I'm here in Atlanta, man, and I've been here now for you know what I mean? I've been here for 25 years. I've been listening to you and John in the morning. And this is what I wanted to say. You watch them Georgia boys the whole time like I did, because even though I'm from around Philly, right there in South Jersey, Camden, and even though I've been here 25 years, I've been a Georgia fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, them boys, I knew in my heart, and they're still relatively young. Dean is going to get better. Nolan Smith is going to get better. I know who they was coached by, and so do you, Hugh. Davis is not going to be maybe that interior pass rusher that we wanted, but he's still solid at stopping the run, and he's going to get better because I know how they've been worked by their coach, and they like hard work, okay? We know who Carter is. Ringo is still pretty decent. And what I'm saying, when you look at DeJean and now Mitchell, Blankenship is solid. Sidney Brown is coming back. Right now, I know we're talking about today, 2024, but y'all, that defense in the future is going to get better. It's going to be more solid. And when you got either Rodgers and Ringo at the corner taking up the slate, Mitchell at other.
They got a lot. No, Bobby, they have a lot. Yeah, and you're right. The Georgia kids have turned it around. Bobby, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
He's been listening to you since back in the Atlanta days.
Yeah, and Kyle was – Kyle got him.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, Kyle's just thinking about
Kyle
the
long talking.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe that's where
but
he
that
got.
Was a good point. Yeah,
maybe he got
point,
the long talking from you and listening to you all these
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I try not to long talk, though.
Yeah,
though.
But we know sometimes you kind of fall back that. Yeah, all right, you know what's not long talking but is awesome? Something we call Combo-Con here
Combo-Con.
On the Midday Show.
Combo-Con!
All right, you guys know what Combo-Con
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I like the music.
Hugh, what do we call this again?
This is the biggest event that we've ever done in ever
yes,
in life.
Yes, it is Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Right, here's what we're giving away. Our grand prize, Combo-Con, you will win a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, Gerhard smoker, and a 55-inch TV. That is our grand prize winner. You win today, you're automatically qualified for the grand prize giveaway. We'll pick from one of 10 winners. Today's winner will get Jack Daniels Rocks glasses, a water bottle, tee pack, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a clear tote bag. All right, for Combo-Con today, and Hugh, you got us thinking this because you opened the show ripping people for putting, what, candy corn and trail mix?
Candy corn and trail mix.
Let
man,
it go.
Who does that?
That's not that crazy.
It really
that
isn't.
Is,
it's, is, a, it's a horrible. Sweet and salty
it's
combination.
Horrible. It's horrible.
So, all right, here's what we're looking for today.
For replay.
Yeah, because Hugh thinks this. Let's look for weird or odd food combinations. Everyone's got them. I mean, you might love them or you might know people that love them. An odd or a weird food combination. Best answer we get today is going to win today's qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize here for Combo-Con. I mean, I know we're starting with the candy corn with the trail mix. Hugh, it's not that crazy.
That would not be a winning answer.
No.
Not even close.
You're not winning. If you thought you were winning with that answer, Hugh, you're dead wrong.
It'd be a disaster.
Have you tried it?
No, I don't need to try it. It's got candy corn in it.
Well, but you know what?
Candy corn is horrible.
See, Kyle, the problem today is going to be trusting Hugh's opinion on any of this.
He's the least adventurous eater I've ever met.
No, that's probably true.
Yeah, it is. Well, you think applesauce and pork chops is a weird thing.
You can't really be trusted.
It's horrible.
It's a great combination.
It's a horrible combination.
We got ridiculous. Thumbs up from the people here. It's a great combination.
Who said that? Who said applesauce?
They're guys over
man,
here.
They
get it.
I don't trust them.
I trust them over here.
You break up hot dogs to eat them.
I did. I had one in the morning. It was a sausage. Broke that sausage up.
You broke your sausage up?
I'm not.
Come on.
You're a
now,
disaster.
This is ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494.
Can
We're
I
back. Go ahead.
Can I throw something in there about
sure.
it with this Jalen Hurts conversation?
Yes. Are you going to be a hater again? Go
well,
ahead.
Yeah. I mean, right. just, I have to. It's mm-hmm. That's my role today. You know, we do have to realize the Eagles offense got better when they started asking him to do less. Like Lane Johnson came out and said they wanted this offense to be more like 2021. Which means Jalen Hurts throws the ball less and they lean more on Saquon Barkley. That's while they're throwing it efficiently, they're not doing it as much. They're not leaning on Jalen Hurts as much. That's a reality to this season with Hurts.
It is. But so two things on that. One, yes, you're right. They've thrown it less the last 4 or 5 weeks than they did before that. But the other part of it is he's been super efficient in his throws. So, like, it's not like if he was throwing for 110 yards a week, then I think all this would be silly because he'd be a total game manager. I mean, he's making big-time throws down the field to help put points on the board. Even though he's throwing it 24 times instead of 30, like, he's doing a lot with those throws.
But in fairness, I mean, this is just basic statistics. The more you throw, the less efficient you're likely to be. So, I did some more math here. He's averaging 26 dropbacks a game.
Okay.
Whereas in 2022, it was 30. So that doesn't seem like too much. But
four.
When
yeah,
you break it down, well, it's a good bit, though, when you parse it out game by game, because in 2022, He had not a single game where he attempted fewer throws than 25. This year, you got games of, let's see, 20 attempts, 24, 20, 14, a 25. You have a 30, a 38, a 30, and a 34. So
yeah, I mean, it's fair.
Yeah, I mean, he's attempting a lot fewer passes than he was in 2022.
So, but now, obviously, it's gone. It's been differently. It's broken up in the first half of the season, second half of the season, or the first quarter, second quarter. I will say this, though. Through the first nine games of this year versus 2 years ago, it's 3.3 attempts different per game. It's not that much. Now, I know we're moving more towards that, so maybe by the end of the year, it's going to be a big discrepancy. All I know is that this reminds me, Hugh, the way we talk about Jalen, I felt this way for a while. It reminds me of the way people used to talk about Russell Wilson when he was young in Seattle. Some people overrated him, because he did have a lot around him, right? He had that great defense. He had Marshawn Lynch. But also, at times, I felt like he didn't get enough credit. Like, he was the quarterback on the best team in the NFC for probably a 3 or 4 year stretch. And it was like, he's not really that good. But he was good.
Yeah, and that's how it is. You know, we've seen Jalen grow from the young man that took them to the Super Bowl to the guy that somewhat regressed last year. Now he's having a bounce back. But for a lot of people, the way that the season ended last year and the way that he regressed last year, the way that he looked, and I'm going to even go to this year because, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that say, we're talking about last year. For whatever reason, good defensive coordinators, Todd Bowles, gives him fits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when people look at him, they have shades of that, and that's what they're thinking about. And, you know, if you're being fair in the criticism, when you look at the teams that we've played, defensively, they haven't been that great. And again, let me say this too. You play who you play, and every year is his own year. But this year, when you look at our schedule, it's not been against really, really dynamic defenses. And as you look down the schedule, as you look farther down, I heard Rhea say this.
They don't have many.
It's not a whole lot of dynamic defenses he's going to play. So I tell anybody that's thinking like that this. That's not his fault. That is not his fault that you have to play who you play.
The next time we see a really good defense, I think it's going to be the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
Washington is not. Rams are not. The Ravens, they're weak on defense this year. Obviously, the Panthers stink. Like we won't see a real – so I expect this to continue for Jalen Hurts. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Have we underrated the year Jalen Hurts is having? I think we've missed the mark a little bit. I think it's been more about what he hasn't done, how he started, what they're not asking him to do, and less about like, hey, he's playing really well. Like he's just playing really well. Or in totality for the season. Donald is in Chester, and of course, Combo Con today. We're looking for weird or odd food combinations. Donald, what's up, buddy?
What you got, Donald?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, the first thing I want to say about that combo, you guys remember the movie Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Russell?
Yes.
A long time ago, they lived on a houseboat or something.
Yes.
Yeah, when he had to call his friend, I believe she went back on the ship. So Russell had to call his friend to get out on a boat to go and get her because he wanted her back. And he was eating. Remember, he was sitting there eating a can of pasta with what was that? Potato chips in it.
Pasta and potato chips. That's a weird combination, Donald.
Pasta, that is.
He yeah, because when he called his buddy up to go to the. You know,
I got to ask you, Donald, have you seen the movie recently, or do you just remember that scene from like 40 years ago?
Man, I remember watching that movie, and it came to mind.
All right, some crackers and some pasta. All right, Donald, what are you thinking on Jalen Hurts?
Well, I think that I have taken him for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have, and the reason why is because I got caught up in that 35 drop back and that 45 drop back instead of the fact that he's been able to maximize and take advantage of having Saquon in the backfield. And all those top quarterbacks would love to have a running game like that to be able to maximize.
Of course. I mean, I think it's part of it. Hugh, I think it's part of it that it might be subconscious. We naturally knock Jalen down a peg because he's got a lot around him. He's got Saquon. He's got AJ. It's almost like it means he's not playing well when he is with the guys he has.
Yeah, and that's why when I hear things like that, I think back to the San Francisco 49ers. Everybody talks about how great Joe Montana was. Yeah, Jerry Rice. Had John Taylor. He had John Rathman. He had Roger Craig.
Roger Craig, yeah.
Like you
and
had,
Bill Walsh. Yeah, I mean, Bill Walsh is calling the plays.
Like, but for whatever reason, for a lot of people in this day and age, you know, you look at what Tom Brady was able to do with so many different receivers. You know, no-name receivers for the most part.
Well, for a lot, and but he did have time with Randy Moss.
No, he did. But for the bulk of his career, it was a bunch of no-name guys. Yeah, it was the Wes Welkers and the Julian Edelmans of the
world. Amendola, David Patton.
Yeah, all of those guys. So that's the standard that people want to hold everybody to.
Sure.
That's not how it is.
Go ahead, Donald.
But you know what, Hugh? I want to make a point about that. When you say Wes Welker and them kind of guys, because I used to tell people there was two types of receivers. There's your Jerry Rice's and your Randy Moss's. And then there's your Wes Welker and these other guys, meaning that they may not have had the same athletic talent, ability of Jerry Rice and Randy Moss, but they had the mental and they had enough capability to go out and to get done what Tom Brady needed them.
It ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But
good call, Donald. Good call.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that it's the standard that people look at, because they look at what Tom did and was phenomenal. And then when he had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Oh, yeah, just Tampa.
It just took it over the top.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's not what the NFL is in a nutshell. You got to have talent around you, man. You got to have talent.
You do. And, look, the Eagles have it here, but also Jalen Hurts is playing well. Just, I feel like we've missed it. It's almost like it snuck up on everyone. September happened. He was not very good. And it's like, well, they're throwing it less. Well, look at Jalen's numbers across the league. He's playing at a high level. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We're live today. Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. Come on out. Hang out with us for lunch. Say hi. On the other side, we'll talk to Seth Joyner, and in the next hour, we'll get to the Joel Embiid audio from last night. His performance on the court, his first game back. Will he play tonight? Well, maybe, or maybe he's just trolling us. We'll get to it all. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, I thought he did a lot of good things. You know, obviously didn't start the way we wanted it to start. But there's something to be said for guys that can rebound and play a really good game after things don't go right early on. You know, we'll want some of those plays back. He'll want some of those plays back. But great job handling adversity, putting his head down, continuing to work. You know, again, I say it to you guys all the time. He's a winner. He knows how to win. He knows, you know, every game's not going to be perfect. And I'm really proud of him and how he responded to a slow start. And helped lead us to a victory.
A winner, says Nick Sirianni. Welcome back. A winner. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley live today at Klondike Kate's. That's where we are. Today's show, of course, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Sleigh Bar. Come check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Hugh's been diving into that menu here, which has the Christmas-themed drinks and food.
Yeah, I'm looking at the crumpet cocktails. They have the salted caramel mudslide. That's steel blue vanilla vodka, PA Dutch salted caramel cream, Bailey's chocolate liqueur.
It all sounds great, actually.
Vanilla ice cream mix.
I'm into the idea of the early Christmas theme. Like, get it going. Get people. People love this stuff.
Yeah, they do, man. They have some nice little food items. They have the atomic Yule logs, the holiday egg rolls, and all kinds of nice stuff.
Oh, the atomic Yule logs mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella.
There you go.
Mozzarella
sticks.
All right,
come on by. Hang out with us. We're doing the show here 10 at 2. Seth will join us at 11. Elliot in the 12 o'clock hour. We will replay Nick Sirianni from the morning show today. And we'll get to the Joel Embiid stuff. He comes back last night. Does not look good. I mean, did anyone expect any different against the Knicks? But after the game, the way he framed if he's going to play tonight, that drove a lot of us crazy. We'll get that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. And then we got to set you up for CombOcon, our big, huge grand prize giveaway coming up next week, and we'll get you in the qualifying prize for today. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
My favorite team, Dream Team. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will. What's up?
All right. You know, we keep saying all these different things about Jalen, right? But, I've been, you know, voting for him since he became a starting quarterback, right? The thing is, he accomplished a lot more than a lot of these players, other quarterbacks, other than Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's been in three championship games. Well, he's been in the playoffs since he became a starter. He went to the Super Bowl. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed him in the Super Bowl. You know, and my thing is, I don't think he get enough credit for all the, you know, the things that he had to overcome, the different offensive coordinators he had to deal with, learn their formations and, you know, and distribute the ball equally throughout the team. That's a lot that he got to go through. But each year, he seems to get better and better. Things that he needs to work on, he works on it. And, you know, he's trying to perfect his craft now. But this is the last thing I want to say, right? I really believe that we are contenders, man, not pretenders. You know what I'm saying? I believe we're going to destroy Washington.
Ooh, I like that. What do you think of that, Hugh? Destroy Washington.
All we got to do is keep him in the box. Keep Daniels in the box, man. Last thing I want to say, and this is it. We are the best team. And give me some music, baby, because we need this for the bar. Baby, let's go. Let's go. I can't get no music out.
He needs his music. There we go, Will.
Give me the music.
You know what? Shut up. Now we're talking, Will. How about that? Will, we appreciate the phone call. Dude, how about that? I mean, he's calling for his music. Wasn't getting it.
It's got specific around these parts. This has got real specific.
I didn't expect the Jalen Hurts having an underrated season thing to spark a a hype speech, but, you know.
Well, I mean, the guy's passionate about it, right? I mean, I think he was more passionate about the Eagles than Jalen Hurts' underrated season, but the reality is he is passionate about it. But his point was, too, he thinks we've been fair to Jalen Hurts, as do you. You think it's been more of a fair thing.
I think the criticism has been fair. Most of the criticism, I should say. He got off to a rocky start. You know, there was some issues with the turnovers. He corrected that.
Yep.
You know, unfortunately had one this weekend. But, no, he's been fine. And I think that comes with the territory. Now, when I say the criticism of Jalen, I'm talking about the criticism that I've levied and the criticism that I've heard levied against him by other hosts in different day parts. So I don't think it's been that egregious. Like, there's been a few that when you listen to them, they sound a little, you know.
Over the top?
Yeah, a little bit. Not so much over the top, but just dug in. They're dug into their take, and that's fine. Because for a lot of people, when it comes to the quarterback position and what they've seen from him, they need to see a little bit more, and that's okay. Not poo-pooing anybody's take or jumping on anybody for the way that they feel. They just need a bigger sampling size.
We're nine games in. Like, how much more do you need before
Super Bowl?
No, but that's not. But you can't just put your head in the sand and say I'm not going to react to the guy's season until the Super Bowl.
Joe, most people don't do that, but I'll give you a perfect example. It's like this. It's this guy that I know that has this defense as a luxury, not a necessity. Take
that dope.
That idiot right there. Even though he sees the writing on the wall, the defense is playing better. He sees that,
and he sees how much of a necessity it is,
and seeing how well they're playing. But he's so dug into his take that he's not going to go down without a fight, even though he sounds like an idiot for the most part. It's okay because the person I'm talking about, he does radio. So it's like, you know, he's along with a bunch of other idiots that do the same thing. But, it's kind of like that.
You would say, like most radio people, he's a dope.
He has an idiotic take.
Yeah, I guess that.
It's his, and it's something that he's cultivated over the years. See, this is the thing. When you have an idiotic take like that.
Yeah, I've had a lot over the years.
That you've cultivated
you
over the years.
You got to double down.
You have to double down, even if you sound a little idiotic.
Well, but Albert, we have to open up the idea. I think it was one of our core values recently, that if there's new information, new opinion, it's okay.
No, but it's
new
like,
info.
But it's like when you've dug into this, it's almost like a blanket, a warm, comfortable blanket. And when you've had this blanket for so long, it's kind of hard to move on.
Well, it's time to get a new blanket because Jalen Hurts is playing really well.
Yeah, I agree, but you know, some people aren't there yet.
Well, that's fine. You know, let's see where Bobby is, and then we're going to set you up for ComboCon. Bobby is up on WIP. Hey, Bobby.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Let me run this by you real quick. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, now, though I don't think he's an MVP candidate by any means as of now, and he isn't. But check this out, y'all. Jalen Hurts, fourth in the NFL in completion percentage. Fourth in yards per pass, 8.4. Fifth in passer rate. Eighth in QBR.
Mm-hmm.
Tenth in TD passes. Those are all top 10 categories for quarterbacks. So how can we say this dude isn't doing his job and not doing it well? Now, hold up. Let me give you this. Compared to a lot of you guys who love Brock Purdy, again, Jalen Hurts, fourth in percentage. Purdy, 21st. Jalen Hurts, fourth in yards per pass. Purdy is second, 8.8 to 8.4. Jalen Hurts, fifth in passer rating, like I said, Purdy, 13th. QBR, like I told you, Jalen Hurts is 8th,
mm-hmm.
Purdy is 7th, very close. And TD passes, they both have the same top 10 as 12. Now, he holds on to the ball a little bit too long. We still all got to go ahead and pray and work on him when it comes to that. And then when you say something about his supporting cast, he missed Devontae for some games. He missed A.J. for some games. He missed Goddard for some games. His offensive line has been in and out. All I'm trying to say, well, y'all come with facts and everything and consider the whole overall picture. Come on now. Is that solid argument or what?
It's a good argument. And, Bobby, I think Purdy's a good quarterback. So I think it's a good point to bring up because Jalen's right there with him or better than him in a lot of categories this year. But I just feel like September threw off the whole conversation about Jalen Hurts. People haven't woken up to the idea that he's having a good season, not just like a good couple of weeks. It's in totality a good season.
And excuse me, man, can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you compare the rushing yards and the rushing TDs. I mean, come on, man. And let me just say one thing, too, while Hugh is there. Hugh, I'm here in Atlanta, man, and I've been here now I've been here for 25 years. I've been listening to you and John in the morning. And this is what I wanted to say. You watch them Georgia boys the whole time like I did, because even though I'm from around Philly, right there in South Jersey, Camden, and even though I've been here 25 years, I've been a Georgia fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, them boys, I knew in my heart, and they're still relatively young. Dean is going to get better. Nolan Smith is going to get better. I know who they was coached by, and so do you, Hugh. Davis is not going to be maybe that interior pass rusher that we wanted, but he's still solid at stopping the run, and he's going to get better because I know how they've been worked by their coach, and they like hard work, okay? We know who Carter is. Mm-hmm. Ringo is still pretty decent. And what I'm saying, when you look at DeJean and now Mitchell, Blankenship is solid. Sidney Brown is coming back. Right now, I know we're talking about today, 2024, but y'all, that defense in the future is going to get better. It's going to be more solid. And when you got either Rodgers and Ringo at the corner taking up the slate, Mitchell at the other
They got a lot. No, Bobby, they have a lot. Yeah, and you're right. The Georgia kids have turned it around. Bobby, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
He's been listening to you since back in the Atlanta days.
Yeah, and Kyle was – Kyle got him for.
I don't give a
shit. Yeah, Kyle's just thinking about the
long talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe that's where
but
he
that
got.
Was a good point. Yeah,
maybe he
a
got
point,
the long talking from you and listening to you all these
years.
Yeah,
I try not to long talk though.
Yeah, but we know sometimes you kind of fall back. That yeah, right, you know what? You know what's not long talking, but is awesome. Something we call ComboCon here
Combo
on the Midday
Con.
Show.
Combo.
You guys know what ComboCon is.
Yeah, I like the music.
Hugh, what do we call this again?
This is the biggest event that we've ever done in life.
It is Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Now, here's what we're giving away. Our grand prize, ComboCon, you will win a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, a cornhole set, a giant Jenga, Gerhard smoker, and a 55-inch TV. That is our grand prize winner. You win today, you're automatically qualified for the grand prize giveaway. We'll pick from one of 10 winners. Today's winner, we'll get Jack Daniels rocks glasses, a water bottle, tea pack, golf tee pack, playing cards, wood smoking chips, and a clear tote bag. All right, for ComboCon today, and Hugh, you got us thinking this because you opened the show ripping people for putting, what, candy corn and trail mix?
Candy corn and trail mix.
Let
man,
it go.
Who does that?
That's not that crazy.
It really
that
isn't.
Is,
it's a horrible. Sweet and salty
it's
combination.
Horrible.
So, all right, here's what we're looking for today.
A replay.
Yeah, because Hugh thinks this. Let's look for weird or odd food combinations. Everyone's got them. I mean, you might love them or you might know people that love them. An odd or a weird food combination. Best answer we get today is going to win today's qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize here for ComboCon. I mean, I know we're starting with the candy corn with the trail mix. Hugh, it's not that crazy.
That would not be a winning answer.
Not
even close.
You're not winning. If you thought you were winning with that answer, Hugh, yeah, you're
not
dead
good.
Wrong.
It'd be a disaster.
Have not you
good.
Tried it?
No, I don't need to try. It's got candy corn in it.
Well, but you know what?
Candy corn
See,
is
Kyle,
horrible.
The problem today is going to be trusting Hugh's opinion on any
Hugh's
of this. Because
the least adventurous eater I've ever met.
No, that's probably true.
Yeah, it is. Well, you think applesauce and pork chops is a weird thing.
You can't really be trusted.
Horrible.
It's a great combination.
It's a horrible combination.
We got thumbs up from the people here. It's a great combination.
Who said that? Who said applesauce?
Our guys over here.
They
get it.
I don't trust them.
I trust them over here.
You break up hot dogs to eat them.
I did. I had one this morning. It was a sausage. Broke that sausage up.
You broke your sausage up?
I'm not.
Come
You're
on,
a
man.
Disaster.
This is ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9494.
Can I throw something in there about
sure.
with this Jalen Hurts conversation?
Yes. All right, you'll be a hater again? Go
well,
ahead.
Yeah, I mean, right. I have to. It's mm-hmm. That's my role today. You know, we do have to realize the Eagles offense got better when they started asking him to do less. Like Lane Johnson came out and said they wanted this offense to be more like 2021, which means Jalen Hurts throws the ball less, and they lean more on Saquon Barkley. That's while they're throwing it efficiently, they're not doing it as much. They're not leaning on Jalen Hurts as much. That's a reality to this season with Hurts.
It is. But so two things on that. One, yes, you're right. They've thrown it less the last 4 or 5 weeks than they did before that. But the other part of it is he's been super efficient in his throws. So like it's not like if he was throwing for 110 yards a week, then I think all this would be silly because he'd be a total game manager. I mean, he's making big time throws down the field to help put points on the board, even though he's throwing it 24 times instead of 30. Like he's doing a lot with those throws.
But in fairness, I mean, this is just basic statistics. The more you throw, the less efficient you're likely to be. So I did some more math here. He's averaging 26 dropbacks a game.
Okay.
Whereas in 2022, it was 30. So that doesn't seem like too much. But
four.
When
yeah,
you break it down, well, it's a good bit, though, when you parse it out game by game, because in 2022, He had not a single game where he attempted fewer throws than 25. This year, you got games of, let's see, 20 attempts, 24, 20, 14, a 25. You have a 30, a 38, a 30, and a 34. So
I mean, it's fair.
Yeah, I mean, he's attempting a lot fewer passes than he was in 2022.
So, but now, obviously, it's been differently. It's broken up in the first half of the season, second half of the season, or the first quarter, second quarter. I will say this, though. Through the first nine games of this year versus 2 years ago, it's 3.3 attempts different per game. It's not that much. Now, I know we're moving more towards that, so maybe by the end of the year, it's going to be a big discrepancy. All I know is, this reminds me, Hugh, the way we talk about Jalen, I felt this way for a while. It reminds me of the way people used to talk about Russell Wilson when he was young in Seattle. Some people overrated him, because he did have a lot around him, right? He had that great defense. He had Marshawn Lynch. But also, at times, I felt like he didn't get enough credit. Like, he was the quarterback on the best team in the NFC for probably a 3 or 4 year stretch. And it was like, he's not really that good. But he was good.
Yeah, and that's how it is. You know, we've seen Jalen grow from the young man that took them to the Super Bowl to the guy that somewhat regressed last year. Now he's having a bounce back. But for a lot of people, the way that the season ended last year and the way that he regressed last year, the way that he looked, and I'm even go to this year because, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that say, we're talking about last year. For whatever reason, good defensive coordinators, Todd Bowles, gives him fits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when people look at him, they have shades of that, and that's what they're thinking about. And, you know, if you're being fair in the criticism, when you look at the teams that we've played, defensively, they haven't been that great. And again, let me say this too. You play who you play, and every year is his own year. But this year, when you look at our schedule, it's not been against really, really dynamic defenses. And as you look down the schedule, as you look farther down, I heard Rhea say this.
They don't have many.
It's not a whole lot of dynamic defenses he's going to play. So I tell anybody that's thinking like that this. That's not his fault. That is not his fault that you have to play who you play.
The next time we see a really good defense, I think it's going to be the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
Washington is not. The Rams are not. The Ravens, they're weak on defense this year. Obviously, the Panthers stink. Like we won't see a real – so I expect this to continue for Jalen Hurts. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Have we underrated the year Jalen Hurts is having? I think we've missed the mark a little bit. I think it's been more about what he hasn't done, how he started, what they're not asking him to do, and less about, like, hey, he's playing really well. Like, he's just playing really well. In totality for the season. Donald is in Chester, and of course, Combo-Con today. We're looking for weird or odd food combinations. Donald, what's up, buddy?
What you got, Donald?
Good morning. Good morning.
Up,
listen, the first thing I want to say about that combo, you guys remember the movie Overboard with Goldie Hawn and Russell?
Yes.
A long time ago, they lived on a houseboat or something.
Yes.
Yeah, when he had to call his friend, I believe she went back on the ship. So Russell had to call his friend to get out on a boat to go and get her because he wanted her back. And he was sitting there eating a can of pasta with what was that, potato chips in it?
Pasta and potato chips? That's a weird combination, Donald.
Pasta, crackers. That is.
Because when he called his buddy up to go to the, you know.
I got to ask you, Donald, have you seen the movie recently, or do you just remember that scene from like 40 years ago?
Man, I remember watching that movie. And it
that's
came,
good
it
memory.
Came to mind.
All right, some crackers and some pasta. All right, Donald, what are you thinking on Jalen Hurts?
Well, I think that I have taken him for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have. And the reason why is because I got caught up in that 35 drop back and that 45 drop back instead of the fact that he's been able to maximize and take advantage of having Saquon in the backfield. And all those top quarterbacks would love to have a running game like that to be able to maximize.
Of course. I mean, I think it's part of it. Hugh, I think it's part of it that it might be subconscious. We naturally knock Jalen down a peg because he's got a lot around him. He's got Saquon. He's got AJ. It's almost like it means he's not playing well when he is with the guys he has.
Yeah, and that's why when I hear things like that, I think back to the San Francisco 49ers. Everybody talks about how great Joe Montana was. Yeah, Jerry Rice. Had John Taylor. He had John Rathman. He had Roger Craig.
Roger Craig, yeah.
Like you
and
had,
Bill Walsh. Yeah, I mean, Bill Walsh is calling the plays.
Like, but for whatever reason, for a lot of people in this day and age, you know, you look at what Tom Brady was able to do with so many different receivers. You know, no-name receivers for the most part.
Well, for a lot, but and he did have time with Randy Moss.
No, he did. But for the bulk of his career, it was a bunch of no-name guys. Yeah, it was the Wes Welkers and the Julian Edelmans of the
Danny
world.
Amendola, Danny David Amendola, David Patton.
Yeah, all of those guys. So that's the standard that people want to hold everybody to.
Sure.
That's not how it is.
Go ahead, Donald.
But you know what, Hugh? I want to make a point about that. When you say Wes Welker and them kind of guys, because I used to tell people there was two types of receivers. There's your Jerry Rice's and your Randy Moss's. And then there's your Wes Welker and these other guys, meaning that they may not have had the same athletic talent, ability of Jerry Rice and Randy Moss, but they had the mental and they had enough capability to go out and to get done what Tom Brady needed them.
Yeah, oh, it worked for Tom.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But
good call, Donald. Good call.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that it's the standard that people look at, because they look at what Tom did and was phenomenal. And then when he had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Oh, yeah, just Tampa.
He just took it over the top.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's not what the NFL is in a nutshell. You got to have talent around you, man. You got to have talent.
You do. And, look, the Eagles have it here, but also Jalen Hurts is playing well. Just, I feel like we've missed it. It's almost like it snuck up on everyone. September happened. He was not very good. And there's like, well, they're throwing it less. Well, look at Jalen's numbers across the league. He's playing at a high level. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We're live today. Klondike Cates in Newark, Delaware. Come on out. Hang out with us for lunch. Say hi. On the other side, we'll talk to Seth Joyner, and in the next hour, we'll get to the Joel Embiid audio from last night. His performance on the court, his first game back. Will he play tonight? Well, maybe, or maybe he's just trolling us. We'll get to it all. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.